Three more men were sentenced yesterday in the interstate baby eel poaching sting known as Operation Broken Glass. The sting involves upwards of 20 people who authorities allege were illegally transporting more than $5 million worth of elvers from 2011 through 2014. The baby eels are sold to Asian buyers. There, they are raised and ultimately mostly end up in Japanese dishes as unagi. In 2014, the state introduced a swipe card system for elver fishermen, which the Department of Marine Resources says has almost completely eliminated poaching. And these days, the elver fishing world's not quite as wild and crazy as it once was. But it's still a very special time of year for a few hundred very lucky Maine fishermen who have a chance to make a lot of money in a very short time. And they do it by spending some serious time in the middle of the night on a very cold river. In the light of an oil lantern, Chad Jordan and his brother Justin are standing on the stone walls of a southern Maine riverbank, quietly waving their nets back and forth.
I'm making a steady current, and they get washed into the current, and then I pick them up for the next swoop.
Elvers hatch in the Atlantic, and in the springtime, they're on their way to the rivers, lakes, and ponds where they will spend most of their lives. Fishermen try to catch them as they float by on the current. The swooping motion looks peaceful, almost hypnotic, but Justin says it's really hard work.
Standing on a steep bank, trying to balance all your buckets and your lanterns, swinging a fine mesh net through the water. It's like a trash bag on the end of a pole.
Chad and Justin have been elvering for a couple decades, and this year's prices for the eels are some of the highest ever, at about $2,400 a pound. No one here talks about exactly how much they're earning during the season.
Nobody really specifies how much they can get.
But the complicated state licensing and quota system means a few fishermen in the state would be allowed to catch enough elvers to earn $120,000 in 2.5 months. Justin and Chad probably are not those guys. But during elver season, they still have a chance to make a good portion of their year's income all at once. Chad says the burst of cash that comes from elvering is a blessing.
It really gets you out of the hole and get stuff paid.
Elvers are not a traditional part of the New England diet, but adult eels are, going back to the native people of this area. Justin says he remembers eating eel as a kid.
And they square them in the pan the whole time you cook them.
And as for the Japanese version?
I've never had an unagi, but I eat the first elver that I catch every year, just for good luck for the season. It's a little slimy, and it's a little salty like the water, but it doesn't taste like much because they're so small.
Yeah, I just saw one. Oh, that's so cool.
Elver season continues until June 7th. And thanks to Keith Shortall for his help in producing that piece.